what do they call it outside when it gets so thick you can hardly see?
A fog.
Okay, and those white things up in the sky are called?
Clouds.
All right. And when it gets very, very cold, they say it goes below?
Zero, or what is it, this new measurements there? What do they call that?
Celsius
or something. I have an indoor-outdoor thermometer that has all that.
What about, what kind of, if you get overexposed to the cold, they call that?
Hypothermia.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Another name for hypothermia would be something bite.
Frostbite? Uh-huh. You know, I never heard that word. They never used that, hypothermia. I never heard that word used to later years. You'd get out, you know, or you'd, what did they call it? You'd freeze. Well, it was freezing, or you could freeze to death. It's the same thing. It's freezing, but I never heard that particular word. They maybe had another word, and I can't think now what it might have been.
Is it chilblains?
Well, a chilblains, that's if you sort of frost your feet and you know, not maybe freeze them, but they're frosted. That's chilblains they got.
Now, maybe you could tell me different types of summer storms and winter storms and
wind storms. Well, in the winter, we generally have just snow, and then in the summer, you'll have maybe rain or hail, or and you maybe can have some snow here in Wyoming till maybe the next month. Or what. I have seen a little snow on the 4th of July in my life.
Oh, really?
But it's usually, but that's about the weather we have, or snow, or sleet, or rain, or hail.
Okay. What about types of snow? Do they have different names for the types of snow? For wet or dry snow?
Well, I don't know whether I've heard people say, a wet snow, a dry snow, it comes down lighter and maybe don't pile up as thick and it don't have as much moisture in it. That would be the only thing.
Are there different terms for types of ice? Thin ice. Any of those?
And I don't know. Ice would be ice as far as I know.
Okay. In the springtime, when things start to warm up, you get the spring.
Well, you get spring or thaws. When it starts to thaw, the ice and the mountains, the snow and the ice and stuff, and that's what makes high water in your spring, in the rivers and streams. And
I see. Now, are there different types of wind storms? For example, have you ever heard of a Chinook?
Yes, that's a wind that comes, it's a warm wind that melts. It'll melt the snow. You get a Chinook wind and you've got snow, it'll really melt the snow a lot.
What about a blue norther or a northerner? Have you ever heard of either of those?
Well, I've never heard that expression here. I suppose it would be a cold, maybe it would be a cold wind from the north, or what would it be?
I'm not sure
either.
Okay. What would you say if the wind is just starting, you say the wind has...
A breeze.
A term for it just beginning. Would you say the wind is picking up or starting up? Which would you say?
What on earth would you say? A breeze is just when it starts a breeze, you know, it's just a little wind, not a...
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I could think of what exactly...
So would you say the wind is just beginning or starting up or... Would you ever say that?
Well, would you be, the wind is starting to blow or something? I just don't know. Never thought about
this. Okay, when the wind stops, what do you say then? Or begins to lessen in severity?
Well, yes, it lessens or it just stops or what?
Would you ever say it's dying down? Or?
Well, yes, or the wind dying. I've heard that expression, the wind dying down. That's when it's beginning, you know, getting less or beginning to stop blowing or something, I guess, that you might say that.
What about, do you have expressions to maybe it's hotter than...
H.E. de Blair.
Okay.
Yes, I've heard that.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of people say that.
Okay, and colder than...